one question for you. Do you all like the color blue? I said, do you like the color blue? Because I'm here to officially declare today, November the 5th, 2019, that Virginia is officially blue. Congratulations.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declaring Democratic victory last night. Democrats took control of both chambers of the legislature in Virginia in more than a generation, and now they control the state house, so they control it all. We'll find out what that means with regards to future elections and for signature policy issues such as gun control. First, though, 22 California mayors are calling for a community takeover of PG&E. In a letter sent to the California Public Utilities Commission, the mayors argue that creating a co-op structure would make PG&E a more financially stable operation, and crucially, doing so would regain the public trust. PG&E is state-regulated but privately owned. It's now in bankruptcy proceedings. The mayor's group is led by San Jose's mayor, Sam Liccardo, who joins me now on the line. Hi.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Great to have you. So you're calling for a customer-owned utility. What does that look like?
Well, there are a few hundred of those in the United States. Most of them are pretty small. But for the most part, it requires that the customers be the equity holders, that is, the owners of the company, much in the same way that customers are the owners of any credit union or any mutual insurance company. These are structures that are common in the financial industries. And we think these are a better approach for public utilities as well.
How is that different from a government-owned utility or government-run utility?
Yeah, the state wouldn't be required to go cut a check for all the assets in PG&E. Obviously, the assets need to be acquired, but customers would move into the position as equity holders, essentially by floating debt in the same way that the two hedge funds that are currently competing for PG&E in bankruptcy court would have to go to capital markets, so would this company. Now, the benefit is with a customer-owned utility, we have much lower cost of capital. That's because it's a much leaner structure. They don't have to, for example, pay dividends to shareholders. They're exempt from federal income tax. And so there's a lot of benefits that enable the company then to get access to capital they critically need to invest in making the infrastructure safer and delivering more reliable service.
How much would this cost? It would not be cheap, right, for the public to buy PG&E?
I think it's important to recognize that it's really the cost is the same. Whatever company emerges from bankruptcy is going to need to access capital markets to be able to get the company into a place where it's viable again and able to provide reliable and safe service. That cost, which is varied in estimates, maybe $50 billion, in some way or another is going to be paid through a combination of access to capital plus rates. And I would far rather see, if ratepayers are going to be on the hook, that ratepayers be the owners of the company.
So rates would go up?
Rates are going to go up either way. Mm-hmm. This is a company that has tens of billions of dollars of obligations in addition to the need for tens of billions in investment simply to make the grid safe and to be able to deliver reliable service.
So any profits would go back into the utility?
That's right. It's a nonprofit structure, and that's what enables it to be exempt from federal taxation.
But what about liabilities? As we saw and we see now with PG&E being in bankruptcy, they're on the hook for a lot of money from these fires, right? Paradise, for example, the deaths and the loss of property, just the amount of money is staggering. Would the public then be on the hook for paying out those costs?
No more so than the public is today. As you know, the governor and legislature worked out an arrangement for a $21 billion wildfire fund to help claimants who were harmed in some way by the fires in the past. Clearly, we know that these liabilities are going to continue with us until there are dramatic improvements in the system, and that requires a company that's healthy enough and has access to the capital markets to be able to make investments they need to make.
So I guess I'm wondering, in terms of liability, you're in San Jose, which is a more urban area versus a place where, like Paradise, for example, a heavily forested area where it's I guess, you know, the power lines are more prone to catching fire. Would there be any kind of tension there with more liability falling on these kind of more rural areas than in the urban areas? And yet the urban ratepayers would also have to share in that liability.
Yeah, I don't think we are likely to see any change in the fundamental reality that getting PG&E to a place where it is going to be able to provide service that is safe and reliable and address all those liability issues, it's going to require sacrifice from ratepayers. And the question is whether an out-of-state hedge fund is going to profit off of that in the meantime, or the ratepayers themselves are going to be owners of the company. The mere fact of the change of ownership is not going to change the fundamental dynamic, other than to say we'll be in better position to be able to make the investments we need to mitigate and reduce that liability.
Governor Newsom has suggested Berkshire Hathaway would be an interesting prospect to take over PG&E. What do you think of that?
I know that the governor has encouraged what he called a competition of ideas to transform PG&E into a safer, more reliable utility. And I know he's exploring many options. I suspect at the end of the day, as we've seen the value of PG&E's equity drop more than 90% in just the last few months, since 2017, that there probably aren't going to be a lot of investors that are terribly interested in taking over PG&E, except for those that are looking to quickly extract shareholder value and essentially dump the carcass of PG&E back on the taxpayers of California. So I suspect that longer-term investors, those who are interested in actually making PG&E viable and sustainable, are not terribly interested in taking on a company that may well have more liabilities than assets right now.
Who will ultimately decide the fate of PG&E and whether or not to go with your proposal?
Well, that's an interesting question, because federal law actually mandates that whatever entity come out of bankruptcy court has to be approved by the Public Utilities Commission. And the PUC also has to approve any rate increases, and they also have to approve any company getting access to the billions of dollars in that wildfire fund that the governor and legislature created. So an awful lot of this will be played out through the Public Utilities Commission, though I'd expect the governor and legislature could have a significant role.
Mayor Sam Liccardo of San Jose, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.